1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. CBS News asked, and President Trump confirmed he has approved covert CIA operations inside Venezuela. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
President Trump says he issued the authorization for two reasons.
Number one, they have emptied their prisons into the United States of America.
And number two,
drugs. We have a lot of drugs coming in from Venezuela.
The U.S. military has blown up several small boats. Trump says we're running drugs into the U.S.
We're not going to let this country, our country, be ruined because other people want to drop, as you say, their worst.
In August, the administration linked President Nicolas Maduro to a drug cartel and announced a $50 million reward for information leading to his arrest. There's still no sign of an end to the government shutdown. CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
This morning, the U.S. Senate is set to vote for a 10th time on funding bills to reopen the federal government. But as the shutdown stretches into day 16, the livelihoods of thousands of federal workers hang in limbo. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing Fed employees during the stalemate, saying the move appears to be politically motivated and likely illegal.
Days after Typhoon Halong, hundreds of Alaskans trapped in flooded out villages along the southwest coast are being airlifted to safety. Dan Winkleman heads the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Center.
We have 300 people right now in Kitsap that want to leave because their homes been destroyed. And then we also have almost 400 in Guihinok that want to come out, too.
At least one death is blamed on the storm surge. Two men are missing after their home was washed away. You may have more to lose than you think. CBS's Michael George explains.
Obesity in America just skyrocketed from 40% to 70%, but not for the reason you may think. Researchers at Mass General Brigham looked at a new definition of obesity, which includes measures of body fat distribution in addition to body mass index. Under this new definition, the vast majority of Americans are considered obese.
A cause of death for an Oscar-winning actress. CBS's Matt Piper has the update.
Diane Keaton's family tells people she died of pneumonia Saturday. In the statement to the outlet, they say they're very grateful for the extraordinary messages of love and support they've received the past few days. The family of the 79-year-old Oscar winner also said she loved animals and supported the unhoused, so any donations in her memory to a local food bank or an animal shelter would be an appreciated tribute.
Diane Keaton was 79. Dow futures are up 85. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. But this team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won four in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with a few showers around, mainly later in the afternoon, highs in the lower 60s. Scattered showers tonight, perhaps a rumble of thunder as well, lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, partly sunny and warm for mid-October, highs in the low to mid 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll get an update from Cindy Greening, who's helping organize the many No Kings rallies happening in dozens of Wisconsin hometowns on Saturday.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Kicking off Act Two here on this gorgeous Sunday night in the state of Wisconsin, an absolutely beautiful day and an even more beautiful evening. Great to have you with me. Conrad Krieger working the board tonight. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite grouch? It is National Grouch Day. We will get caught up on texts in just a few minutes. We've got a few more minutes with our current guest, Mike Siegel. We will be back to Mike in just a moment. Coming up at 7:30 is Mr. Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison. He's going to tell us about some really, really cool shows coming up. And Kim Kardashian has new underwear. We covered that. And it even comes with hair. That's a
any color you want.
Any
too.
Color. You want to go redhead down low, south of the equator, go for it. Kim can hook you up. He's got all the sweet hookups. Conrad lamented about the Brewers. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. They could turn it around. Don't lose faith. Right?
Just, yeah. For you got to do it for Uke.
Do it for Uke. That's right. You know what drove me crazy? I hate when people get, like, Uecker's, that's totally legit. Bob Uecker's a legend.
Yeah.
In all aspects. But when the Cubs were doing their thing in 2016, they were like, do it for Grandpa Rossi. Like, the catcher that they signed 4 years ago, who's on their team, I cannot stand that disingenuous stuff. Like, they just liked him. So people would, it's like, you obviously just became a fan because you don't play to win a World Series or a championship for the guy who you signed, who basically was a package deal with a pitcher. It's just weird.
That is weird. I know. I didn't hear that when they were in there.
Listen, don't badmouth my Cubs. I can do it, but you can't.
Okay.
I hope that, but Uecker, I mean, come on. That's a baseball legend like that. Mike Siegel is here, folks. He is a former VJ on VH1, and he's had his own sitcom. Mike, you had a development deal with NBC. That was exciting. Was that, how different was that than VJing, actually acting?
Well, I always thought hosting was a natural progression from stand-up, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we started out as stand-ups, and so you're still being yourself, you know? So it was just kind of an extension of what I was doing on stage, but having a little bit of a script.
Right.
But acting is a whole different element, you know? I had to really, like, learn, and I had a lot thrown at me at once. So it was, you're kind of thrown into the fire. I didn't have a chance to get good. I mean, I could handle it right now a lot better than I could have handled it back then.
But, yeah,
you know, if it presents itself, you're only young once, and they only want you when you're young. So there you go.
That's what
it was a great experience. You know, we had some pilots that never took off and that kind of thing. So yeah, it was happening. It was on. I did, when they told me I wasn't going to come back to VH1. A week later, I did the Montreal Comedy Festival with you.
Yeah, we were new faces.
Yeah, and the deal kind of came out of that. So I was really bummed that, you know, I was losing my... I went there knowing that I didn't have a job, you know, for 2 weeks after I got back. And so
Wow.
I was a little pressure. Like, man, if this didn't go well, I didn't know what I was going to do. But it actually it turned out all right. But, yeah, it was a weird time. But I loved my time there. I was only there 13 weeks. But it was great. I was kind of thinking of it because I just recently saw the Lilith Fair documentary.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's on Amazon or something.
Okay.
But it was great. And we plugged it hard that summer of 97, and it brought back all these memories because it was like our whole playlist of what we were playing that year.
Right.
And I remember promoting it all the time, and I thought maybe I would, they would send me to one of the live events, but I never did. The only one I did was the Milwaukee Summerfest. They sent me back to Milwaukee.
Of all the places. Like, send me somewhere, send me somewhere where I spent my whole childhood.
Oh, my God. Pete, I was like, I saw the list of all the places that we were going. It was called Rock Across America, and they were going to go to festivals all over that summer. And I was looking at the list, and at that time, I hadn't been to a lot of these places, like Portland and Seattle and all these kind of cool places.
Right.
And I was really excited, and they go, Mike, we got your assignment. Where am I going? Milwaukee Summerfest. Are you kidding me?
You know your way around there, right?
Oh, my God. I played it five times in the comedy tent. I know. You must have.
I did. Yeah. It was terrible. Yeah. Terrible for comedy, but a great music festival, obviously.
Yeah, you sit there next to a roller coaster in a beer tent.
Where people are going just to cool off and get in the shade.
Yeah.
You know, it's, oh, this guy's
Let's
talking.
Listen to this guy babble on.
Yeah, that was fun. That Montreal Comedy Festival, we had a great time up there, and I was very happy that you got that development deal. I wish it was me instead, but you know what? I faked it, and I congratulate. No, that was really a cool time, and kind of a, you know, a really interesting process just to see you go through that. Like what is in, you know, what's expected of you, all that stuff. I remember you saying you got any ideas for sitcoms. They want to hear ideas. It was right like they did it on Seinfeld. You know, it's like you're coming up with ideas and that kind of stuff. So
suddenly I had to come up with something.
Yeah.
I had nothing.
What's coming up on Travel Tales? And, or answer this, where have you been lately, Mike? A really cool place you went to.
Oh, gosh. Florida. How about that?
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
I was in earlier this year. I was down in, I was performing on a ship down in South America, and they dropped me off in the Rio de Janeiro. It was
nice.
3 days before Fat Tuesday. So it was during Carnival in Rio.
Wow.
And they were going to fly me straight home. And I went, you know what? Can you fly me back like 3 days from now? And they went, yeah. And I went, oh, great. So I think I got the last hotel room in Copacabana and hung out there for, and it was amazing. You know, so that's the kind of thing that, you know, I try to take advantage of it. And doing cruises has its pluses and minuses, but I try to maximize the travel when I can. I went to Iceland last year for it, which is really great. So I've gotten to go to some really cool places.
Yeah.
And tell jokes and get paid to do it. So that was kind of, that's cool. That's the best way to go.
That's fantastic. Before we let you go, Mike, what are you watching? You watching anything you can recommend or seen any good movies?
Let's see. Well, that documentary, the Little Fair documentary, I think is good. I've been watching Only Murders in the Building, which I'm torn on. It's starting to get a little over the top for me. I don't know if you watch it. And nobody loves Martin Short more than I do. But I don't know.
I'll
stick with it.
I want to watch that show. I've watched a couple episodes. I'm going to go back to it. I think I'm in the minority here. I love Steve Martin. I love Martin Short. I'm really tired of their shtick. It's like, okay, we get it. You guys are cozy. You're friends. They're great, but I don't need to see it anymore. So that's kind of keeping me from Only Murders in the Building, I think. But I will bite the bullet and watch it. I hear it's a great show. It gets nominated for Emmys every time, every year, you know.
Yeah, a little generously, but
absolutely.
And of course, I'm always watching the new season of the British Baking Show. So,
are you serious?
I'm that guy. Oh yeah, I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Love it, Pete.
I didn't mean that in an insulting way. I just don't watch those shows, and that could have just as easily been a joke. But I think that's.
I never do. I hate reality shows. I don't watch reality competitions. But the whole point of it is the reason it took off during COVID, and the last, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, it's just people being nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's
it's nice. Very, everybody's supportive and nice. It's just real people being nice and just trying to do things, and it's kind. And I think, you know, we all kind of need that now.
Kind of like more than ever. Kind of like this show, Mike, if I may.
Kind. That's right. You, Pete. Can I tell my last my VJ story?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Goes down as one of my most embarrassing moments ever. So I'm glad I could share it with you and your listeners.
Thank you.
So the whole time I was down there for 3 months, and the whole time I was on VH1, nobody ever recognized me anywhere. I wanted them to. That was a point in my life where I wanted to be recognized.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I thought it'd be really cool. The whole time I'm in New York, nobody recognized me. And right toward the end of the contract, I'm in like Greenwich Village. We're at a pizza joint, me and another comic, Lenny Marcus. And some guy shouts across the pizza joint, "Hey, BJ!" He's pointing at me and smiling, "Hey, BJ!" And I'm like, "Hey, here we go." And my buddy's here to see me getting recognized. All right. And I'm like, okay. And then the guy keeps it up. I go, now I think he's like busting my chops. So he's right. Like, "BJ! Hey, BJ!" I'm like, okay, what does this guy want? I go, "Can I help you?" And then this dude from India behind me goes, "Over here!" Right behind me. It's like, "Oh, your buddy BJ. Oh."
That is so great.
And Lenny starts cracking up. I go, "Lenny, I'm glad you were here to see that, because people think I'm making it up."
That would have sounded like you made it up. Yeah. That's so great, right? That he was there.
Oh, it was so embarrassing. And I had to laugh it off. I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm the biggest idiot."
Oh, that's so funny. And that's just so, like, it would have been great if, like, "Hey, we're big fans of you, too. We like your show."
Right.
"We're here to see VJ."
"Hey, VJ, over here." Ooh.
Oh, that's great. Oh. Mike, have a great night talking travel with your colleagues. Thank you, as always, pal. This is so much fun when you come on the show.
Thanks, Peter. It's always good to talk to you.
You too, buddy. Have a great night.
All right, take care.
All right, that's Mike Siegel, ladies and gentlemen. Check out the Travel Tales podcast. He does such a good job, and he's been everywhere. So I'm sure there's a episode for you if you're thinking about going somewhere, and he has great guests too. So check it out. Tim Sauer is coming up at 7:35. We will tell you what is going on at the Overture Center over the course of the next few weeks. There's some really cool shows there. Did you watch Glee, Conrad?
Never seen it.
My daughter turned me on to Glee. And I just kind of started watching it thinking, well, this is just time we can spend together when she was in high school. And it is so funny. I saw almost the first season, the whole first season. It's hilarious. I mean, the music is great. I liked a lot of the music, but the comedy is really funny. And they have a show coming up at the Overture Center with, I think his name is William, William Martinson or something like that. But he played Mr. They call him Shu on Glee, and very funny guy, Matthew Morrison. That's it. And who is the woman on that show too that cracks me up? Jane. What is her name? Con, help.
Jane Lynch.
Like Jane Lynch. She's like one of the funniest people ever. She could be a great grouch because her character on that show, she plays the gym teacher who bullies the Glee Club guy, played by Matthew Morrison, who doesn't really put up with her stuff. Like, they give it back to each other, but it's really funny. Let's get through some of these texts, Con. This is ridiculous. Let's quit messing around. We got to get to some texts here. Kidding around is pretty much over. Janet on social media says, "Pete Schwabo, when I used to live in Pacific Palisades back in 89, Janet's got a few bucks. She says, "I got to see him walking his dog every morning." She's talking about Walter Matthau. This is when I picked Walter Matthau on social media this morning. She says, "I got to see him walk his dog every morning as I drove to work. It was a joy, and he looked grumpy, grouchy every day." That would be really cool. Thank you, Janet, for sharing that. Eric Rathsack of Ask Your Mother. They'll be here next week, Con. You know that?
Yeah.
Darn right. Pete Schwabba, he was just grumpy, not grouchy. Unless you're referring to Dennis the Menace, Mr. Wilson's character, he was kind of grouchy, but Dennis was relentless. Well said, Eric. And Daniel Wheeler, of course, said Frank Costanza from Seinfeld, which got me to change my answer to Estelle Costanza from Seinfeld. We'll read more of your texts when we come back, and I'm going to tell you what's opening this weekend, some really good movies. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. North Carolina already has an F grade from the Princeton Gerrymandering Project for having extremely uncompetitive voting districts. Nonetheless, its state House Speaker announced October 13th the legislature would gerrymander another GOP congressional seat before the 2026 midterms. It's the latest GOP attempt to cling to power in the U.S. House. In a social media post, North Carolina House Speaker Destin Hall said, "We will stand with the president, defend the GOP majority, and secure an additional Republican House seat," unquote, after an agreement was reached between House and Senate leadership, according to North Carolina Newsline. The state has a Democratic governor, and Trump won North Carolina over Harris by a narrow margin, 50.9% to 47.6%. Yet, currently, the GOP holds 10 of 14 of North Carolina's U.S. House seats. But Speaker Hall noted in his post, quote, "POTUS's victory sent a clear message. The voters are with him." GOP efforts in Texas, Missouri, and Utah have been challenged in the courts, but the GOP holds a 5-2 majority in the North Carolina Supreme Court, and its decisions have favored the legislature in recent years. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that federal courts have no role in partisan gerrymandering disputes. Action on a new congressional district map will begin the week of October 20th. We have local reporting linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me. We are jamming through a Wednesday night show here, folks. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite grouch? It is National Grouch Day, and we've had some really fun responses. We're reading them right now. Janet also says Red Foreman comes to mind. I wonder if she means Red Fox.
No, Red Foreman.
Oh, Red Foreman is from that 70s show. Yeah. That's a good one. That's the second time we've heard Red. I actually thought of Red Fox later today. Red Fox was great, too. JB Thompson says Craig Anthony Kinnitt is my favorite grouch. I don't know those guys well enough to joke around. But for all I know, there could be fisticuffs. But that's JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy.
Behind the guy.
And then Carolyn Thompson, probably a relation. I don't know. She says, JB, I thought you were going to say me. JB, you are my favorite wife, Carolyn Thompson. JB does practice polygamy. I don't know if you know that. He's got several wives, but Carolyn's his favorite, so he's also. Matt Harper, Clint Eastwood. I said Matt's answer earlier. That's a great one. Second time we've heard Clint. And who else we got here? George. George Chemers on Facebook says, Oscar. Oscar the Grouch is my favorite grouch. There you go. That's a great one. Thank you, George. Mike Desitel says, I have two favorite grouches, Oscar and Groucho. It's right there in the name, people. Love Groucho Marx. And then Mike also said, what the hell's it to you? See, he's trying to be grouch. Yeah. Sarcastic. That's how Mike is. I know Mike. And then my favorite answer of the night, Tony Zimmer, saying Pat Kreitlow. Going to the text line here, Brian from Green Bay says, favorite grouches. This is great. Mino and Schmidt, never forget. Thank you, Brian. John from Oshkosh says, of course, Oscar, he is the OG. No doubt about that. Awesome, John. Edward from the 414 says, the two guys in the balcony from the Muppets. Absolutely. Great answer. Grouch squared. Rosemary from the 715 says, Groucho Marx. Groucho Marx picking up steam tonight. John Murray from Madison says, Archie Bunker, my favorite Grouch. What a character. On a show that was way ahead of its time, all the social issues Archie learned about were necessary for all to see. I agree, John, and I love that people watched that show and laughed for the wrong reasons sometimes. But I am totally with you. A great show. Groundbreaking show from Norman Lear. Edward in the 414 says, them or probably, oh, he's referring to the Muppet balcony guys, them or probably Private Hudson in Aliens, played by Bill Paxton. Oh, yeah. Game over, man. You ever see that show? That movie?
No.
Oh, it's scary. It's good. It's like the first one had one alien. This one has like they spawned all these aliens and they come after. It's really good. Bill Paxton's great. Monica from Mount Horeb, the 608, says, Ruth Gordon in Every Which Way But Loose. Wow, nice pull, Monica. She was a great actor. She was in a movie, too, called My Bodyguard, and I loved her. She played Chris Makepeace's grandma, and she was outstanding. That's a great text. Thank you. Malia, I hope I'm saying that right. Or how would you say that, Con? Malia?
Yeah.
Malia? You can correct us. We'll get it right, Malia. From the 608 says, crotches and grouches, eh? Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Kim Kardashian and grouches? Kim Kardashian could be a grouch.
Who's your favorite crotch? That's tomorrow night's.
No.
And is it a wig or isn't it? Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, Higgins on Magnum PI. Nice. He and Aaron Dobermans were always giving Magnum a hard time. I never really watched that show. I watched it a little bit, but I know who Higgins is. That's a great text. Jack from Merrimack in the 414 says, favorite Grouch? How could it be anyone but Oscar? Very well said, Jack. Did we read this one? Anna from Madison in the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite Grouch is Al Bundy of Married with Children. He was always complaining. That's a great one, Anna. And you know what? His character, Ed O'Neill's character on Modern Family, was kind of grouchy too, but in a lovable way. And not quite as grouchy as he was on Married with Children. Great text. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad says, in honor of my favorite Grouch, the Cookie Monster. Whoa, curveball. I'm currently eating a bunch of peanut butter chocolate chip cookies.
Would it kill you to send me some homemade peanut butter chocolate chip, Dad?
Dad is silent.
Send a care package.
Yeah, absolutely. Or oatmeal chocolate chip. You can send me some, Steve, too. Care of Conrad. Jim from Appleton says, Archie Bunker, the classics never go out of style. Stifle yourself. That was my bad Archie Bunker accent. Conrad's mom says the Grinch. Oh, another one. Yeah. Outside the box. Love it. Tony the Trucker. We read that one. Tony the Trucker says that William Frawley as Fred Mertz was his vote on the Lucy, I Love Lucy show. But then Tony the Trucker says he also played Bub on My Three Sons. I don't remember much about My Three Sons. I do remember Fred Mertz. That show was all over the place, even though I never really watched it. I Love Lucy was on constantly, and there were only three channels. AJ says, hey, Pete. Oh, we read that one. Okay. Tom from New Berlin says, in the morning when looking in the mirror. Ha, ha, ha. Or the 1966 movie El Dorado, Arthur Honeycutt as Bull. I think Arthur Honeycutt was kind of a famous grouch back in the day. Thank you, Tom. And Bridget says, RG Bunker. He used to scare me when I was a child. Thank you, Bridget, from the 818. Another vote for Archie Bunker. Melissa from Willie Street. John's better half. Yeah, I said it, John. Larry David. Oh, that's a great one, too. Larry David's a great grouch. As is George Costanza, his alter ego. So we have Tim Sowers coming up in just a few minutes, folks, from the Overture Center in Madison. If you want to get a response in on the text line, you may do it. You still have time. Who's your favorite grouch? And... what else, Conrad? You can text on the stream too, right?
Yeah, you can text on the stream. Facebook.
Go to
YouTube.
Facebook. And we got all our responses there. We got the Nightlight Window Fun picture posted. Leave us a like if you're so inclined. And what's this? What's this on the stream comment? Maya. That's a long name.
Pete Bruh.
This is Pete Bruh.
You're a grouch.
I'm a grouch. I certainly can be. Is this my wife or my kids or Conrad for that matter? We are coming back to tell you what's happening at the Overture Center, folks. And I will tell you what's opening. There's a cool movie opening this weekend. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the night, in my dreams, I'm alone.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, Locally Grown Radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief. President Trump confirms he's authorized the CIA to conduct operations inside Venezuela. It comes after a series of strikes on boats off the coast. CBS's Charlie Daggett up on the last of five hits.
President Trump said six males aboard were killed and said U.S. intelligence confirmed the vessel was trafficking narcotics.
We're into day 16 of the government shutdown, and a judge has blocked the administration from making layoffs. CBS's Jake Rosen.
The judge granted a temporary restraining order blocking the job cuts, saying she believed the evidence would ultimately show the cuts were illegal and in excess of President Trump's authority.
Hundreds of Alaskans trapped in floodwaters from Typhoon Halong are being airlifted to drier ground. Emergency Management's Jeremy Zidek.
Homes are knocked off of their foundations. In some cases, they're flipped over. The power system in the communities is completely destroyed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. This team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won four in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Week 42 of the 2025 movie season is at hand and with some nice choices. First up, what do you get when you cross a venture capitalist, a gig worker, and an inept angel? A comedy drama called Good Fortune, starring Keanu Reeves, Seth Rogen, and Aziz Ansari. The film is drawing good reviews so far, and it's nice to see another comedy in the theaters. After the Hunt, starring Julia Roberts, opened in a limited release last week and goes wide this week. Reviews are just so-so for this crime drama. Black Phone 2 hits the big screen to pretty good reviews for this horror film starring Ethan Hawke and Madeline McGraw. The film is pulling roughly the same fresh rating as the first Black Phone at around 80%. Opening in semi-wide release are two dramas. The first is Urchin, starring Fear the Walking Dead alum Frank Delane, who plays an addict living on the streets of London searching for redemption. Truth and Treason is a German historical drama about a teenager in a moral dilemma as he tries to avoid the Gestapo. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with a few showers around, mainly later in the afternoon, highs in the lower 60s. Scattered showers tonight, perhaps a rumble of thunder as well, lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, partly sunny and warm for mid-October, highs in the low to mid-70s. Right now, it's 51.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others, and now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes, 50-50s, and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5:30, I dive into the controversy over Stephen A. Smith's commentary about Jasmine Crockett. Can a sports commentator turn into a politician? I think not.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Tomorrow night on Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, Kara Mulrooney, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker, joins us at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then from Old World, Wisconsin, Dan Hess will be here to tell us about some really cool stuff coming up in the month of October, thanks to the Wisconsin Historical Society. Always fun to work with those guys. Our question of the night, you still have time, is who is your favorite grouch? It's National Grouch Day. And now I'm about to bring on my next guest. It works for he is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center in Madison, and he is not a grouch at all. He has a very sunshiny disposition, and we love to have him on Nightlight, Mr. Tim Sowers. Hey, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, I wouldn't call that sunshiny, but it was pleasant. Good, Tim. Okay. How are you?
Well, I was thinking of my favorite grump.
Do you have one in mind?
I don't know if I have one, but I was listening to everybody's choices, which were so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Squidward from SpongeBob.
Oh, that's a great one. Animated.
He's a great. And a Broadway. There was Broadway, right, musical on SpongeBob, and that character is so charming
in the
show. Yeah, I love him, too.
That's a great choice.
Great
to have you here, Tim. Let's jump in. I know we don't have that much time, but you have some really cool shows coming up, especially short term. I was looking at your schedule, and you've got such great stuff on the horizon here. Can we start with Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh is it's the Children's Theater of Madison.
Yeah.
And that's actually not in our building. There's a building here called My Arts. And so they're doing the performance there, but the Children's Theater is one of our resident companies. They're also doing Matilda in our building at the same exact time. So always great. You know, their focus is on family and kids, and, you know, do a tremendous job with all that.
Yeah. I loved Winnie the Pooh when I was a kid. And I loved the show. When my kids would watch it, I was like secretly hoping they would pick
There's
that
another
up.
Grouch. There's another grouch in Winnie the Pooh.
Eeyore
is the grouch.
Yes, sir.
Oh, like, that's a good grouch.
That's a great grouch and very low energy grouch. Let's talk about Rodgers and Hammerstein, Tim, because I was in the show Oklahoma when I was a kid. I loved it. But it's Rodgers and Hammerstein from.
Hang on one second.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're cutting.
Uh-oh.
You have bad technology.
Oh, man. No.
All right, try that. Talk now.
We can't lose Tim. Oh, there you are. We got you.
There we go. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, I was saying Rodgers and Hammerstein. I love Rodgers and Hammerstein. Love those old classic musicals. And you have a show coming, Rodgers and Hammerstein, from book to Broadway. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's the Four Seasons Theater. They're a season in town that does a lot of shows in our building. And it's a musical review of some of the greatest hits from that duo who, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein in the day were like Hamilton is today, right?
Yeah.
They were very cutting edge. Their shows had, you know, such potent messages in them. And, you know, it's always great. They're some of the greatest writers of all time in musical theater, right?
Kind of a cutting edge for the time, too. A lot of innuendo that I think went over people's head. At least it did when I was in the show when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah. And they had, you know, bullying in race issues. I mean, yeah. They were really, it was pretty great stuff. I mean, that's what I grew up on, right? All those movies with Rodgers and Hammerstein. And, you know, and people are still doing those shows today. So, yeah, great.
Yeah. All right. Then you got, were you a fan of the show Glee? Tim?
I was for a while.
Yeah, same.
And then it kind of, you know, once that original kind of group lost its steam and they started replacing them, then I didn't care anymore, right?
Same. I love the first season, though. It was one of the funniest shows I've seen. I love Jane Lynch, and I like the guy, Matthew Morrison is coming to the Capitol Theater with Rhythms and Revelations. Tell us about that show.
Tomorrow night, you know, he, you know, star on Glee. He's done quite a few Broadway shows, and he's just going to entertain us with music, right? It's a concert with him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he doesn't do this often. He doesn't tour. And so I thought, you know, there's a good kind of guy that I would love to share with people. Right.
He's incredibly talented, and he sang on Glee, and he was funny. I don't know why he's not a bigger star, to be honest with you, because I think he's got tons of talent.
I agree. He hasn't done a Broadway in a while. He did like the musical version of Finding Neverland, that movie, and he did the original. He was in the original cast of Hairspray back in the day as a young guy, and he's very good.
Yeah,
he's very good.
He's kind of like Jonathan Groff, maybe a little bit. Like, he was in Glee too, but he was all. Here's a guy that he goes and he does Mindhunter, where he's a profiler for the FBI. That guy's crazy talented too.
Yeah, and he's in the prime right now in New York. I mean, he opened a show last spring called Just in Time, which was a Bobby Darin musical.
Oh, sweet!
And he's still running it, like. Now and then, so he was Tony nominated for that. The year before, they did a Stephen Sondheim revival of Merrily We Roll Along, and Jonathan Groff wrote won the Tony for that. And you know, he was the original King in Hamilton.
Oh yeah,
you know, he is a really talented guy. I would love him to do a concert and tour. He would sell really well.
Absolutely. You guys also have this band, not band, but these singers I keep missing. They're a cappella singers, the Mad Hatters from UW. You have them.
Oh my God, they
up.
Are so great.
That's what I hear. Those I want to get them on the show.
So there's, yeah, you should get them on the show. You know, they've been performing way before I even got to Madison.
Yeah.
And for years, they've always been in our building with the show, and they haven't been in a I don't think they've done a show in our building since COVID. So it's great that they're back in because they're so good. Like it is, they could go professional. They're so good.
But it changes, right? Can you only be in the band when you're at school? Like when you graduate?
Yeah,
I think
they're just college students. So, you know, it's a tough group to get in. I know with their audition process because they have a lot of people interested to be in the group.
That sounds like a great show. That's November 15th, the Mad Hatters. Let's see what else we got. David Sedaris coming up, Tim. That's exciting. I think we've talked about him before.
I know. I just love him.
He's great.
He is the nicest man.
Really?
And you wouldn't expect it, right? Like because his writing can be very caustic, you know?
Right.
But you know, before the show, he's out in the lobby signing. And then he goes and does the show. And then after the show, he goes back into the lobby again. And he stays there signing until everybody's done. Sometimes it's a couple hours afterwards. And for him, he talked about it one time in one of his shows. Because we have him like every other year. He talked about in one of his shows that he gets a lot of inspiration from what the audience is saying.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
And then he'll just write the weirdest stuff in your cover of your book. Right? I like broccoli, David Sedaris. You know, like he's funny. He's and he, again, easy. He's such an easy, great guy to work with.
And that to me is like, you know, I love when I go see movies and there's a Q&A after. I mean, you can't beat if he's hanging out after the show and before the show, you can't. That's worth the price of admission right there. So when is
everybody does that, right? And so
it's just
you're seeing it more and more though, I think, with shows. A lot of the shows now have a lot of them want the VIP experience afterwards and people pay extra to go do that. And I was like, I like the ones who come out and just really hang with the audience and talk to them, right?
Because totally agree.
That's the fans who put you where you are.
Absolutely. And that's a week from tonight, folks. That's October 22nd at the, I think it's at the Capitol Theater. No, Overture Hall, right?
No, it's an Overture Hall. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You got
Book of Mormon. The one I want to ask, do you know, wait, before we, Book of Mormon, I mean, it's in a near sellout.
I still have not
seen
it.
People still love that show. Oh my God, it is so funny. Those South Park guys. I'm curious to see it because they've updated it since we've had it. And so I'm kind of curious to see what they did with it.
Me too.
Because there were some very questionable, there's always questionable things in their material. Right?
It's great.
So I'm curious to see what they, yeah. Yeah.
So what were you going to say?
Do you know Lucy Darling?
I do not. No, I don't know her.
Look her up. She's coming in October 25, next week after, next week, I guess. Oh, already. Yeah. Jeez. And she was a social media star. When the agent presented, pitched her, and I was like, I don't even know who she is. And he's like, look her up. And she has millions of followers. And she's kind of this throwback Vegas type, variety performer. She does magic and crowd control, and she's at a sellout with the show, and she just rented a theater out in Portland or Seattle and sold thousands of tickets quickly. And so one of the big agencies picked her up and is doing this tour, so I'm kind of really looking forward to seeing her, what she's like, because one of the things that's hard with these social media stars and TikTok stars,
yeah,
do they have a full show?
We've talked about that before. Yeah,
we probably have. So I'm very interested in her show next week.
That sounds really cool. My guest is Tim Sowers. He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center in Madison. There is always so much going on there, folks. One more I want to ask you about, Tim, before I want to ask you what you're watching, is you got a Halloween show coming up on the 30th called Mariachi Rock Revolution. Can you tell us about that?
I know. And I mean, they mix rock with mariachi music. and I've not seen their full show. I've only seen clips, and I'm curious about that one too.
Yeah, the guy's
look at the image. The image is really kind of cool.
It's
their
excellent.
Video work is really cool. It's a great idea.
Right.
Right. I think it's a great idea.
Right for Halloween. Absolutely.
It's funny. And we do some school shows around some of these shows too. And the mariachi show, we're doing a performance for schools, and that sold out really quickly. They're really interested in that.
Oh, sweet. Do you guys do that a lot? Do you bring kids in from schools periodically just to keep the interest going with the younger generation?
We have a whole series. We do, I think last season we did 17,000 tickets.
Oh my gosh.
To shows. And some are just brought in for school shows, but we do a lot of, I do a lot of connecting it to the bigger shows.
Oh, that's awesome.
In November, we have a Cirque company coming in, Cirque Mechanics, and they're going to do a school show with the kids. And we always do a couple of our National Geographic speakers. They'll do school show. For the kids and stuff. And it's hard these days in education, and I'm still glad that our community is still coming to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim Sowers is here. We're going to do a very short break, and then I'm going to come back and ask Tim what he's watching. I'm always curious to know. Tim's got great taste in TV, and you're not going to want to miss that. It's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by The Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Oh, you've been on a fast train, and it's going off the rail, and you can't come back.
Welcome back.
Can't come back.
In the home stretch here, folks. It's been great being able to talk to you tonight and have you guys interact and send us texts. Just love that when you guys interact. From the 608, this is Kelly from Madison. Not sure if anyone said this grouch yet. Mel from the sitcom Alice. He was a great one. Vic Tayback. Flo would always respond to his grouchiness with kiss my grits. Outstanding. Great one, Kelly. Thank you. And then on social media, Trig Rude said, Mr. Roper? Forgot about that one. Another great one. And DP Carlson, my kid, Oscar. Okay. Great stuff. I hope you're doing well, DP. Right now, folks, we have a couple more minutes with our current guest, Tim Sowers. He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center in Madison. They do great stuff there. And we've been talking about some of the things they have coming up. Tim, I lied. I have one more thing to ask you about, and it's deep water and the sea freaks me out. I just am not a fan. So I'm kind of intrigued by it. You have something coming up October 4th called A Pirate's Life with archaeologist Lisa Briggs. That's at the Capitol Theater. Do we have to?
November, okay. Right?
Yeah, November 4th. It doesn't look like
part of the National Geographic, yeah.
That looks so cool. And she's
the
kind of like
speaker's great with National Geographic. Some of them do creep you out. Right? Like,
yeah.
So she's an archaeologist who does all that digging and stuff down into the sea. I think she'll be really interesting.
Yeah. I think I'm in love, but I can't, like, I hate it. I hate the sea. I have no desire. But this, here it is right here. Set sail on a thrilling adventure with archaeologist Lisa Briggs. Dive into the Mediterranean. This looks fantastic. So, where people, did they just go to the website to get tickets for all these great shows, Tim?
Yeah, okay. Just overture.org, and they can go into the events and see them all listed. We do a good job of just having a nice big old list.
It's a great website.
There's so many shows at the center. You know, we have 9 resident companies, and lots of people who come in and use the building, and it's always vibrant and always great.
It's a great gig you got there, sir. What are you watching, Tim? Anything you can recommend?
Well, I'm on the new season of Only Murders in the Building.
Okay.
I love that. The new season of Slow Horses.
I'm digging that. Do you like it?
Oh my God, I love that show so much. It'll be curious to, because the writers are leaving after this season.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think the main writer is leaving after this season. Oh, so okay.
Like the showrunner?
I hope they can keep it up because, boy, that cast is phenomenal.
Yeah, the actors are great. The writing is great. I mean, it's just a great show.
Oh, yeah. And this weekend I just watched Annie Hall.
I love it. One of my
In
faves.
Memory of Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
I was sad when that, I thought that made me sad, that one. And that movie still holds up. It was still really good.
Yeah, I just watched it maybe a couple of years ago. I don't know if you noticed this. I was talking about this, or when she died, we were talking about Annie Hall, and they spelled Christopher Walken's name wrong.
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't notice that. I know. All the young people in there, like Jeff Goldblum has one line.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, that's Jeff Goldblum.
I forgot my mantra.
Right. I thought that was, I was like, wow, I hadn't seen that in I don't know how many years. Right. And, yeah. And probably when I saw it, I was too young to understand most of it. You know?
Yeah. Like, no, I just
so
like
the
comedy.
I want to go back and watch some of those because we don't really get a movie like that anymore very much. And I don't know. Some of those. Woody Allen was good. I mean, yeah. He has a lot of good movies. Hannah and Her Sisters is one of my favorite all-time movies of all time.
Yeah, Bullets Over Broadway. I mean, he's got movies you forgot about. You know what I mean? Like
Radio
Days. Yeah.
Just fun.
They're all outstanding. And Diane Keaton. But Annie Hall is probably, that's in my top 10 of any movie. I just love it.
I would have to say it's probably there for me too.
Yeah. Tim, always fun, my friend. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Keep watching TV. Keep bringing us the great live shows, and we'll do it again, I hope.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, buddy. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, Tim. Bye. That's Tim Sowers. Check out Overture.org. Great shows coming up there, and such a variety of shows. Lots of fun. I've only been in there twice. You know that? You realize that?
I didn't.
Yeah, I got. Well, we were going to go see some Christmas show there last year, but my daughter couldn't because it was a show she really wanted to see. But we were not able to make it, unfortunately. But we have to get down there this year. It's fun at the holidays; just a great space. What do you think about this? This new Keanu Reeves, Seth Rogen. You're a big Seth Rogen guy.
I'm definitely going to see that. It looks hilarious.
It does.
I saw
fun.
The trailer and I was like, "This movie was made for me."
Yeah. And Keanu Reeves plays a ne'er-do-well angel. It's just funny that they have him in a comedy role. I think that's so great. I'm looking for the title of it, though, because I think I just did this in the beats, and I don't even know if I said the title. All right, maybe you could find that. I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes, but I don't see it. I want to make sure that it's in the beats. I'm telling people to go see a movie I didn't give the title. That is opening this weekend. Yeah,
it's called Good Fortune.
Good Fortune, right. And it's, I mean, it looks great. It's got really good reviews, like on Rotten Tomatoes. It's crushing. So that is something I would recommend. Also, Black Phone 2. Did you ever see the original?
I'm not a scary movie guy, so.
I'm not either, but this is one I might have to check out. People love this film, and it's horror, and it's getting good reviews, about 80%, just like the first one. And then also Ed Helms. I love Ed Helms. Everything Ed Helms does, he is in a new movie called, Stunt Driver. The Stunt Driver. So
we still got to get to one more text.
Do we? Oh, we got a Steady Eddie text.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about that. You got all caught up. Let's see if we can get through that. All right, here's Steady Eddie. Oh, Tom Minono says, Lou Grant, that's a great one. Steady Eddie says, Pete, my favorite grouch, once stated I wouldn't join any club that would accept me as one of its members. Groucho Marx. Great quote, Steady Eddie. I love that one. Honorable mentions, Oscar the Grouch, who once famously said, go away. Number two, The Grinch That Stole Christmas. The Grinch is such a gloomy, grumpy grouch every day. To you, Mr. Grinch, I say go away. Let Cindy Lou Who and the Who children sing and play. Oh, Mr. Grinch, you're a mean one. You have a heart that is so small, I wouldn't touch you with a 30 and a half foot pole. Steady Eddie, outstanding stuff. We are coming back tomorrow night. Thank you, everybody. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. CBS News asked and President Trump confirmed he's given the okay for the CIA to conduct operations in Venezuela. Criminal justice professor Kenneth Gray finds it surprising.
I'm just surprised to hear an announcement of covert activity, because that's the last thing you want to do is to announce your covert plans to the world.
Days after a typhoon slammed the southwest coast of Alaska, many are still trapped in waterlogged villages. Dan Winkleman heads a local health center.
We have 300 people right now in Kitsap that want to leave because their homes been destroyed. And then we also have almost 400 in Guihenok that want to come out too.
Mississippi has carried out its second execution.